Hi friends, and welcome to the Witch's Space. This is meant to feel like a space where you're sitting down with a friend for coffee or tea or whatever your favorite beverage is. I have a cup of coffee with me, as always, a little bit of cream, a little bit of sweetener, and I want to talk to you about my journey as a witch. My journey as a witch started when I was 13 years old. To go back to that, I want to tell you about something that I said to a friend of mine, somebody I'd known since second or third grade. I looked at her and said, "I really like your Star of David." And then paused and realized it wasn't a 6-point star. And for anybody who doesn't know, the Star of David has 6 points. I looked at her necklace again and said, "Wait, that's not the Star of David. What is that?" And she proceeded to tell me about her pentacle. After telling me about her pentacle, I found myself very interested in witchcraft and what that was all about. Now, like many people who find witchcraft, I was raised in a different tradition. My specific tradition was Roman Catholicism from both sides of my family. However, I had been falling away from that for quite some time for a number of reasons that are very personal to me. So it became something I was very interested in, and one of the downsides of learning witchcraft around that time was you didn't have the internet as readily available, and at your fingertips there weren't as many people out of the broom closet, so you really had to rely on books unless you were somewhere that you knew that there were other witches that could teach you. And even then, a lot of times witches charge for their knowledge, as they have a right to do. So it could be hard to access that, especially as a 13-year-old that came from a relatively poor family. I ended up borrowing a lot of my friend's books. I ended up reading a lot of what she had. And I found what little information I could between my library and the internet at the time. The internet was not as readily available, and there was not nearly the vast amount of information that there is now, which could be seen as a good thing or a bad thing, and I'll talk about that in a moment. Books were really your best option at the time, and even those could be hard to come by depending on where you lived. Probably still the case for certain areas today, but there's a lot more access than there used to be. In that case, where do you start? And that's a really difficult question. For me, that's where I started. But it's hard to really grow and learn when you don't have great sources. A lot of times books are written from certain people's perspectives. Once again, nothing wrong with that because we draw from our experiences, and witchcraft is a very personal experience, but not everybody gives good information. Or it might be biased, or it might be too personalized, and then it's something that you can't really relate to or use. And that can make it very difficult to find good resources. Having resources that can teach you is a huge, huge benefit in the witchcraft community. And we are at a point right now where witchcraft has never been more accepted than it is at this moment, except for maybe in the very, 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 very old days before the rise of other religions, when our ancestors practiced things like ritual magic and whatnot. But it's becoming widely accepted again, at least where I live. I know that's not the case for everybody, and there are still plenty of people in the broom closet. A friend of mine who lives not too far from me is in the broom closet, not because of the public, but because of her family. We all have to do what we have to do to practice safely and to feel comfortable. That being said, having somebody that you can go to as a resource, having somebody you can go to as a mentor, is also a huge benefit. And there's so many people out there who are offering different kinds of mentorship programs and ways for you to really learn. One of the things that's important to note about witchcraft is witchcraft is incredibly personal. It is not meant to be a one-size-fits-all, quote-unquote, religion. It's not even a religion. It's a personal practice. You might have a spirituality or religion that you practice alongside your witchcraft, but witchcraft does not inherently need to be practiced with gods or deities or angels or saints or spirits or anything like that. You can practice witchcraft and not even acknowledge any of those things. Or you might have a different name for it, energy, source, etc. All of that is valid. Every path in witchcraft is valid, and that is important to remember. A proper community is not going to judge you for the way that you practice. They are going to support you and understand that that is who you are. And unfortunately, we're seeing an uptick in some judgier people who are very much, this is how things are. But the reality is that as a community, we're stronger if we understand our differences and why they exist and allow them to exist. So allowing people to practice how they feel comfortable is extremely important. Now, my personal practice is Norse pagan, but it also has other deities sprinkled into it. I'm going to use an analogy that I think makes sense, and it may not make sense to you, but think of yourself as somebody who is cooking a meal, and you're going to use different spices based on what that meal is. Your ritual is the meal, and your spices are maybe the deities or the path you pull from. You can pick and choose the version that you want. For example, you use garlic and onion powder. That's going to give you a different taste than, say, chili powder, a different flavor. And depending on what the spices are, they might have similar profiles, such as some mythologies have the gods, tricksters that are similar aspects. But they're still going to be a little bit different. So how do you pick and choose what works for you? You can look for signs. You can decide what feels right to you without even bothering to look for signs. You can ask in meditation. There are many different ways to find out if someone or something is trying to work with you. As long as you're knowledgeable enough to know that that deity or creature or whatever it is might come with a warning label. What do I mean by that? One of my deities is Loki. Loki is very fun, but he also likes to bring chaos, so you need to expect chaos in your life if you work with Loki. And if you're somebody that works well in chaos, Loki is a great deity to work with. If you're somebody that embraces change and knows that he's going to have you in for it and you're ready for it, he's a great deity to work with. But a gentler deity to work with in a situation where you're not ready for all of that, maybe Balder. Balder is the god of beauty and light. He is a very easygoing deity overall. He is going to guide you much more gently. If you're somebody who is trying to bring strength into your practice in more of a warrior type way, then Thor might be the deity that you want to work with. If you are seeking wisdom and maybe through travel or wandering, maybe Odin is the deity that you work with. Maybe it's a mix of them depending on what your practice is and how it evolves. But you don't have to start with a deity either. You can start literally just saying a prayer to Earth the universe, to whatever you decide you believe in. When you do a ritual, it doesn't have to have any tools. Tools are not meant to hinder you, which is why I say you don't have to have any tools. They're not meant to hinder you, so a lack of them should also not hinder you. Tools are meant to elevate your magic, but you can do that yourself because your body contains all of the elements within it. Therefore, tools are really a suggestion, and some people work better with them, some people work better without them. Sometimes they take the focus away from a ritual, sometimes they bring an aspect better into focus. It just depends. Now that being said, do I think that maybe lighting a candle to help with a spell is worth doing? Personally, yes I do. And that is part of my practice. Here's another thing that you might run into. You might live in an apartment. They may not allow open flames. If that's the case, you using an electronic tea light is still just as valid as somebody who's able to use an open flame. It doesn't stop your magic from being valid. So practice how you want and how it feels right to you. Make sure that you're not following somebody else's path because they said that this is what works. Because what works for them won't necessarily be what works for you. Maybe a rigid routine works great for you. Maybe a rigid routine really detracts from your magic. We are all different people, and that's part of the fun, is figuring out what works for us in a path like this. I personally really like having a little bit of routine with some flexibility. It makes it much easier for me to be able to function throughout the day, and makes it easier for my magic to flow. My magic ebbs when I try to be too rigid with it, or I try to really, really enforce routine. I can do some routine, but if I try to be too uptight with my routine, it will affect my magic in a very negative way and make me feel out of touch with it. So one of the things to keep in mind is how you operate best. Do rigid routines work for you? Do you kind of need to go a little more with the flow? Are you somebody who you go, oh crap, it's a full moon, let me go grab a candle and light it so I can do intentions? All of those are valid forms of magic. Nobody should tell you differently, and if they do, if they tell you there are rules to this, then they're wrong. There are things that might work a little bit better than others. For example, color correspondences with elements. A color correspondence is going to work better than using a white candle, for example. But a white candle can still be used as a substitute for those corresponding colors, because a white candle possesses all color. Therefore, it's still perfectly a valid candle to use. There is nothing stopping you from practicing your magic exactly the way you want to, except for you. You are the only person who has any say in how your practice goes. Now, knowing this, and knowing that your practice is affected solely by you, what is stopping you from being the best person and best witch that you can be? For me, it was a lack of knowledge and a lack of resources. I had a very, very difficult time finding ways to gain knowledge until about 2011. And even then, some of the knowledge I gained from that is stuff that I have since shed, because I've evolved into a different version of myself in 15 years, as we all should. Every person should be learning and growing throughout their journey. That doesn't mean that you might not be the same person next year, but in 5 years, you should see at least a little bit of growth or a little bit of evolution. And that's going to affect how you look at your magic. When I was 13 years old, I didn't take this as seriously as I probably should have. Magic is serious business and you need to practice responsibly. It's extremely important that we practice it responsibly. But when you're a 13-year-old who is literally just shunning your old traditional religion because you're angry at life, that looks a little bit different than somebody who has grown into a practice with respect and understanding, which is the person I am today. Today I know that my practice is something that is, one, deeply personal, and two, deeply respectful to what witchcraft is, because I know that my magic can affect other people if I want it to. And I don't ever want that to be something that I wield in a way that I'm not okay with. So I will say, I've never practiced baneful magic. I will never hold it against anybody who does. That's their decision. I am also not somebody who practices love and light. I will not hold it against anybody who does, because once again, that is their decision. It is okay to be what you want to be in witchcraft. If you want to be a gray witch, if you want to be a hedge witch, if you want to be a kitchen witch, you can be that. You have the ability to be that. But only you can make it happen. You need to believe it to see it. So believe that you are that. And all of a sudden, you'll realize that you have this knowledge of how to do this thing. Or you'll start seeking that knowledge. For example, being a kitchen witch, working with herbs and spices. Be very careful about what you ingest with herbs and spices. I will never give advice on that, because I am not certified and I do not have that knowledge. But maybe you're using a little something in cooking, and that's part of your kitchen witchery. You're just adding a spice to your food, one that you know is safe to ingest for its properties and for the taste, and that is part of kitchen witchery. It's really cool. There is nothing stopping you from being the person on this planet that you want to be, except for you. So stop overthinking it. Stop telling yourself that you can't. Stop telling yourself that you are not enough. We are all enough. We all have the ability to become even more. We have it within ourselves to create the dream life we want. And that is another part of witchcraft. It's a little more woo-woo, but we'll get there eventually. As somebody who has manifested many different realities and walked many different paths, I can honestly say it's easier than you think it is. It is easier to move into that life than you think it is. Here I am with you, creating a witchcraft podcast, which was a dream of mine. To have a witchcraft podcast where I sit and talk to people about my experiences. And this is only episode one of I don't know how many, but I'm extremely excited. I've been looking forward to this episode for a while, and I'm so excited for those of you that have decided to join me. But we're going to continue on for a few more minutes, because I have some other stuff that I want to share too. For example, I want to tell you that I'm in a transition of my life right now that I both did and didn't see coming. Remember how I told you I manifested multiple different types of realities? One of those realities put me into an IT position. I never expected to be in a position like that ever in my life. well, yesterday, the fact that I never expected that manifested into me not having a job anymore. And that's okay, because the universe is making room for something better. That is what it does. It removes what doesn't fit into the timeline you're looking for, and then it makes something better out of it. I know that I'm moving into a higher timeline because I'm leaving behind things that were holding me back. That job was a big, big thing that was holding me back. And now I have the opportunity to become the person that I've always wanted to be, and to teach and mentor other witches and show them how to become the person that they want to be. And I'm so excited for that. I'm so excited to be able to provide people with my insights and my knowledge. If I could go back and start a podcast sooner, I probably would. I do have a little one, so that might be easier said than done. But that being what it is, I'm so happy to be here now to share this information. I would love to hear different perspectives on witchcraft and what you feel it is, how it's personal to you, how you practice, if there's any deities you worship, or if you choose not to worship deities, is there anything you do worship, such as energy, nature, that kind of thing. And I will never be one to judge somebody for how they choose to practice, because it is such a personal topic. And it's important that we be open-minded to our community. Without that open-mindedness, we're no better than any sit-stand-kneel religion. Imagine being a kid. I won't give the exact year, but in the early 2000s, not having any idea where this path is taking you. Over 30 years later, it has been a ride. It's absolutely been amazing. I can tell you right now, my ebbs and flows have come and gone, like they always do. Right now, I'm definitely in a flow. The ebbs are always a little bit harder because I always feel out of touch with my magic, but it never ceases to come back. Imagine now that you are that person standing at the threshold of something so much bigger, because witchcraft really is bigger than just ourselves. There is so much to it, so much information, so many paths, so many ways that you can bring about the things that you want and the things that you will with magic. All you have to do is believe. Believe it to see it. And before you know it, you will be manifesting exactly what it is you wanted. I know, because I did it. I did it more than once. I'm working on doing it again right now. My goal right now is to start mentoring young witches who are just starting out, who don't know where to begin, who felt stuck and lost like I did. That is my goal as a mentor, is to help people start out and figure out their path. So imagine standing at that threshold and deciding to take the leap, realizing that you have so much more power than you ever realized within you. That is another thing that is important. Witchcraft is incredibly powerful, and it empowers the person who practices. It does not put it on a god or a deity. Instead, it is on you and your ability, your will, and your imagination. Whatever you can imagine, you can manifest. It's limitless. But witchcraft puts that responsibility on you, not on an outside deity. And I thoroughly believe that's why some people have trouble facing this. Because when the responsibility is on you, when it doesn't manifest the way you wanted it to, it's easier to blame somebody else. Manifestation is a whole different ballgame, by the way, than what we're talking about right now. Right now, we're just talking about starting out with basics. Belief and manifestation do go hand in hand, but manifestation does take time and practice. It's really paradoxical because it's very easy and very hard all at once. But the reason it's hard is because we're conditioned in a way that makes it difficult. Not because we are unable to do it. We are literally conditioned to think that life is hard and we have to work hard. And someday we might get there and someday we might not. And we don't know. But that's not true. The universe has an endless supply of abundance for us. An endless supply of health and wealth and happiness. We just need to recondition ourselves to learn differently. There are some TikToks that I can absolutely recommend that are mindset-based. If you're seeking them, you can reach out to me via email, thewitchesface@gmail.com, and I can tell you what they are. I'd also love for anyone who is interested in being mentored to reach out, and anybody who just wants to leave comments or talk about their practice, their experiences, I'm more than happy to message with you and listen to you, especially if you're somebody who lacks community. It can be very hard sometimes to find a witchy community depending on where you're based. Here, you are cared for. You are acknowledged, you are loved, and I promise you that no matter what, I am happy to be a part of your community, even if it's just the two of us. Once again, that's thewitchesspace@gmail.com, and I really, really hope that some of you will reach out. Tell me your thoughts. Maybe seek out mentorship so that you can learn more and find resources easier. Anyways, thank you for joining me tonight. I really look forward to talking to everybody again soon. And I hope that all of you have a wonderful rest of your week. Thank you. And I think that is fantastic.